I think it's time to get loud and proud. What do you say? I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Thursday, September 5th, 2019. Good to have you here. And here are three big things you need to know. Number three, yesterday we talked about the epic battle for the title of best chicken sandwich. Today we have a killer chicken on the loose. We also have more warnings for those of you like me, including chickens in your backyard. Could be a danger there. We'll talk about it. Number two, could a so-called social media score, which are already in use in China, be on the way here? And if so, could that social media score, how you behave yourself and the things you say, be used to determine whether or not you should be able to buy a gun? Buy a gun. Interesting. And number one, speaking of guns, I am a domestic terrorist. By definition, now, according to the city of San Francisco, I am a domestic terrorist. Why? Because San Francisco has branded the NRA a domestic terrorist organization. It's meaningless. It's ridiculous. But it's what they have said, the city of San Francisco. In fact, I want you to hear a bit of this so you understand exactly what we're dealing with when it comes to these officials, these Democrats, these liberals who would like nothing more than to take all of your guns away and melt them down. That's what they'd like. So let's see here. You're a terrorist if you own a gun, or if you have the nerve to think about owning a gun, or if you actually believe that other people should own guns, you are probably a terrorist. And if you're a member of the NRA, you are a terrorist. Here's bite number one. I want you to get this from a local television station, KTVU in the Bay Area, had this clip. Go with bite number one.
The NRA exists to spread disinformation and knowingly puts weapons in the hands of those who would harm and terrorize us.
San Francisco's Board of Supervisors today taking the drastic step of officially declaring the nation's premier gun ownership advocates a terrorist organization. Supervisor Catherine Stephanie wrote the scathing declaration, reading in part, quote, "The National Rifle Association spreads propaganda that misinforms and aims to deceive the public about the dangers of gun violence."
The NRA has it coming to them, and I will do everything that I possibly can to call them out on what they are, which is a domestic terrorist organization.
So she will do everything she can along with the city of San Francisco and watch others will follow this ludicrous path to declare me a terrorist. Because if I am a member of the National Rifle Association, which I am, and the National Rifle Association is deemed a domestic terrorist organization, then by definition, that makes me a terrorist, but being a member of that organization does it not. So if you're a member of the NRA or ever considered to be a member of the NRA or thought about it, or even support gun rights, you too are probably a domestic terrorist in the eyes of San Francisco and other liberals. Make no mistake, it doesn't stop there. It just continues. And what is the Second Amendment? Defending the Second Amendment, how does that make the NRA a terrorist organization? What have they done? It's a civil rights organization, the civil right being the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution. That's what they defend by use of lobbyists and advertising and getting dues-paying members, more than 5 million strong, 5.5 million now across the country, National Rifle Association members saying, we defend the right of the individual, of me, to decide how I defend myself or my family or my community or those around me, for that matter. That's who I am as an NRA member, where I have a God-given right to defend myself and look out and dictate how I will defend myself, my family, my community, all of it. That's up to me, not up to some liberal in San Francisco or anywhere else, for that matter. But I find it appalling. That they would label me as such, even though Craig says I look a little bit suspect. Thank you for the comment there, Craig. Here's one of the quotes from San Francisco. "All countries have violent and hateful people, but only in America do we give them ready access to assault weapons and large capacity magazines, thanks in part to the National Rifle Association's influence." Again, on average in this country, over the last 20 years, assault rifles account for about 41 murders a year. 41. That's a murder with an assault rifle every 9 days in a country of 335 million people, the third largest country in the world. Homicides with firearms last year, about 15,000, two-thirds of which were directly connected to one thing, drugs, and a second thing, gangs. Now, coming up a little bit later from the Brady campaign, we'll have this discussion about guns and gun rights and banning different weapons. Because coming up at the bottom of this hour, Kyle Ann Hunter will be here, Brady's vice president of programs, to discuss gun violence and their efforts to remove guns from America. Now, you've already heard candidates for president of the United States running to be the Democrat nominee vowing to take guns away from American citizens, whether they want that to happen or not. Forced confiscation of weapons. Is that the America you want to live in? Where they can decide, well, we don't want you to have an AR-15. We believe it's too dangerous. We don't want weapons of war on the streets of America, they'll say. And when that doesn't change anything because another mass shooting will occur because of the mental illness of some person whose darkness in their heart overwhelms them and they kill innocent people, then the anti-gun crowd will return. And then they will demand you give up all semi-automatic weapons. Shotguns, handguns, semi-automatic rifles, all of those things will be gone. And then they will return because another mass casualty event will occur. And they'll come back for more weapons until you're down to a flintlock rifle, if you're even allowed to have that. A flintlock pistol. If you're even allowed to have that. The goal, make no mistake, of the left is to completely disarm private citizens in the United States. They will argue that the Second Amendment is not an individual right, even though that was exactly what was found by the United States Supreme Court. They will dismiss that as irrelevant. They will say that the court got it wrong. And they will hope for liberal justices to overturn the Heller decision. They will work hard to overturn those decisions that enforce and underscore and reiterate your individual right as a private individual to own a firearm. Now, keep in mind, every single amendment in the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments to the United States Constitution, the Bill of Rights, all 10 are individual rights. The right to free speech and to practice religion the way you see and to peaceably assemble. All of these are individual rights. The right to deny soldiers a quarter in your home. The right not to incriminate yourself. The Fifth Amendment and so on and so forth. They are all individual rights, except those on the left would have you believe they're all individual rights except this one that we don't like. This one that we don't like is a collective right. And you as an individual don't get to keep a gun. We'll discuss that with the Brady campaign coming up a little bit later. It's a big conversation going on today. Also keeping an eye on Dorian battering now. South Carolina, parts of North Carolina, tough storm. It has reconstituted itself to a Category 3 at this hour. Tougher than we thought. 14 after on the Steve Gruber Show. Back after this.
DTE wants to help your business build Michigan's future. Whether your business is large, small, or in between, a DTE expert will help you find ways to improve energy efficiency and add incentives through our many programs. Programs that can help you save money. Money you can use to create jobs and invest in the future. You see, DTE wants you to be successful. Because when your business thrives, Michigan does too. DTE. At DTE, our business is making sure you have reliable, affordable natural gas to keep your business running. So we constantly upgrade and monitor our system 24/7, 365. We also buy natural gas in the summer when prices are low and store it for winter. Because at DTE, part of our business is to keep your business costs affordable all year long. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber has been the state's leading business advocacy organization for the past 60 years. Every day we work with state lawmakers in Lansing to promote and support policies that are essential for job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise. Our advocacy team defends business interests and actively promotes pro-business legislative initiatives. Whether it's education, environment, healthcare, or infrastructure, we are committed to standing up for all businesses, large and small. The Michigan Chamber delivers powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. We are proud to be the leading voice for business in Michigan.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.